Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I love Thanksgiving. I love everything about it. I love the food, the weather. I especially love the traditions that come with it. My favorite family tradition is the passing around of the Thanksgiving turkey. It's an old coffee can that my niece decorated to look like a turkey when she was little. And each year, everyone writes down what we're most thankful for on a small piece of paper and we drop it in the turkey. Then we pass the turkey around and everyone grabs a paper and reads it aloud and we all try to guess who wrote it. I look forward to it every year. But this year, I'm honestly not sure what I'm going to write. Because this Thanksgiving is a hard one for me. This year, there will be one less seat at our table. And while there is still so much to be thankful for, if I'm honest, the thought of that empty seat is so painful. It's a real threat to my gratitude. And I understand now, better than ever, why the holidays can be especially painful for some people. Maybe that's your reality. Maybe you also have an empty seat or two at your table. Maybe you're divorced, and this is the year your kids are with their other parent, and you ache for what you will miss. Maybe this holiday season, you're away from home, or are all by yourself with no one to celebrate with. Or maybe you're surrounded by people and still feel entirely alone. It might be that your empty seat is a metaphor for an area of your life where you feel an emptiness or lack of fulfillment. If you're struggling right now and life isn't exactly giving you hashtag blessed vibes, then I think the story of Jacob can be a comfort to us this Thanksgiving and beyond. Because at first glance, Jacob's story is a mess. He goes through one hardship after another. Many he does bring upon himself, but other situations, he really is just given the short end of the stick. Like for years of his life, the guy cannot catch a break. Can anyone relate? But the end of his story is what gives me hope, because with time and perspective, struggle and growth, Jacob's story works out, and my faith tells me that ours will too. So I want to suggest two things I think can be helpful for us this Thanksgiving and any time we find ourselves going through hard times, inspired by Jacob. Number one, keep moving. I know, I'm not saying anything new or profound. But maybe no one's ever told you this before. But the truth is, you actually don't have to be grateful in every moment of your life. So on the days that it's hard to be grateful, don't be. Just keep moving. Which is what I admire most about Jacob, despite all his flaws. And I want to be clear, Jacob was seriously flawed. But that's probably why he's so relatable. But despite his flaws, the dude simply does not give up. He is relentless. After stealing his brother's birthright, Jacob runs away from home and creates a new life. He encounters many obstacles and navigates through lots of tough situations, and he makes a lot more mistakes. But he never gives up. Many years later, God tells Jacob it's time for him to go back home. So Jacob obeys and sets out on a journey. It's on this journey where we get the story of Jacob wrestling with God. It's a weird story, but if you read the whole thing in context, it'll make a little more sense. Here's my point. Jacob doesn't just go a round or two with God. He wrestles with God all night long. He does not give up. I'm telling you, relentless. Anne Lamott has this story that I love and I think of often when I'm feeling overwhelmed. She talks about how when her brother was about 10 years old, he had to write a report in school about birds. He had 3 months to write this report, but had waited until the last minute and now it was due the next day. How many parents can relate to that? So she says her brother was sitting at the kitchen table, close to tears, surrounded by paper and pencils and unopened books about birds, immobilized by the hugeness of the task ahead. Then her father sat down beside him and put his arm around his shoulder and said, "Bird by bird, buddy. Just take it bird by bird." I imagine the poor kid worked on that for what felt like all night long, and he probably thought he would never finish the task. But then he woke up in the morning, went to school, turned in the report, and the whole ordeal was behind him. I've had quite a few bird-by-bird moments in my life, and no doubt many more to come. But sometimes all we can do is just take it one day at a time. Some days it's 1 hour at a time for me. But if we keep moving, we find that eventually morning comes. Which brings me to the second lesson from Jacob, which is this: insist on your blessing. This is similar to keep moving or don't give up, but it takes it a step further. So the story goes that Jacob struggles with God all through the night. God eventually even breaks Jacob's hip to try to end the wrestling match, but Jacob still won't let go. Have I mentioned the guy was relentless? So Jacob says to God, "I will not let go unless you bless me." And God does it. Finally, at the break of day, and after breaking Jacob's hip, God blesses Jacob. Isn't that how life seems to go? Our struggles feel as if they happen in the dark of night, when it's hardest to see and easiest to give up. We might say things like, life really shouldn't be this hard. Getting healthy shouldn't be this hard. Marriage shouldn't be this hard. Saving money shouldn't be this hard. Building my relationship with God should not be this hard. What's the use in trying anymore? I'm done. But it's in those dark moments that we need to hang on even tighter to what we know to be true, which is that morning always comes, and things always seem to look better in the morning light. Like Jacob, maybe we need to say, I'm not going to let go, God, unless you bless me. In Barbara Brown Taylor's book, Gospel Medicine, she talks about this idea of insisting on your blessing. She writes that when tough stuff happens in life, do not let anyone tell you there's something wrong. Do not let anyone convince you that if it were really God, it would not be so scary, and it certainly would not hurt. But hang on with everything that is in you, even if it hurts. Insist on a blessing to go with your wound, and do not let go until you've got one. And then thank God for your life, limp and all, and tilt your way home. There's something about insisting on a blessing that makes me feel, I don't know, less helpless maybe? I think that's the reason Jacob's story appeals to me. When life seems so out of my control, I want to grasp onto what I can to make sense of things, which is also probably why I like this quote by Harriet Beecher Stowe so much that I keep it on my bedside table. It goes like this: when you get into a tight place and everything goes against you, till it seems as though you could not hang on a minute longer, never give up then, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn. All right, TNC family, today is Thanksgiving Day, and we've got about 40 more days in this holiday season of joy and excitement and peace, and also maybe some hard times and sadness and empty seats. So I want to pray for us all now. God, today I offer a prayer of gratitude for all our many blessings, and I also ask that you heal the empty spaces in our lives and hearts, and where we desperately need a blessing, help us to learn from Jacob and keep moving and fighting for that blessing, and give us the strength we need to hold on and to not let go until we've got one. And while we're in the season of waiting for the tide to turn, may we also hold on to the words of Galatians 6:9, that at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing, if we don't give up. Amen.